Blog Talk Radio. and amen. Now behold the precious Lamb of God. You are tuned in to the Lamb of God, the Lamb of Glory. Amen. Internet radio broadcast brought to you by Nathan on the Spot, bringing you the very best in kingdom programming. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, shofars of glory, we are here. I am joined by, amen, the leading lady of shofars of glory, the prophetess herself, elect Lady Tanya. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, prophet.
Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're here to bring you the Lamb of God. Why is it called the Lamb of God? Because Jesus Christ was the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world, without spot nor blemish in him. So when we say we are bringing the whole Lamb, we're bringing you a pure word of God. We're bringing you prophetic teaching from the realm, uncontaminated, untainted, straight from the realm, just like God's beloved begotten Son, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I would like to honor all the prophets in training that are listening. I would like to honor every prophet that is listening and every prophetess that is listening. Amen. There's a difference between a prophet and a prophetess. This is not my opinion. This is what the Bible teaches me. Amen. So before I ruffle your feathers a little bit, amen, we're going to go straight to prayer. I'm kind of humbled right now, because I came out of the presence of God right before I got on the air. So, amen, I'm listening. I'm listening very attentively. All right, let's go to work. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for tonight, God, for this broadcast, Lord God, that's being pumped out all over the world, God. Lord God, walk in me, lead and guide me, that I may minister to the needs of your people, God. These are your sheep. These are your prophets. These are your prophetesses. These are your prophetic vessels. These are your preachers, your teachers, your reachers, God. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you stir me up, God, in the name of Jesus. Release, the Lord God, the anointing, God, that will destroy every yoke. Lord God, I declare every hardened heart by the name of Jesus Christ. You will come in subjection of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we ask, Lord God, for the endowment, God, to, Lord God, to begin a shaking in the realm of the Spirit. Lord God, that the prophets may get fed on tonight, God, that your prophetic vessels may begin awakened tonight, God. So give me the eyes of an eagle, the nose, God, of a bear in the Spirit, in the ears of an owl, and a heart that beats after Almighty God. I ask for the heart of a shepherd. In the name of Jesus Christ, to the honor and glory of the risen King, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father, Yahweh, Yahuwah, El Barat, El Hasim, El Elyon, El Rohi, we call his name holy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you in Jesus' name, amen. I'm still sniffing snot from worship. Amen. I'm still sniffing snot from worship. Amen. You may not worship. If you get into a good worship session, my God, and you worshiping God, amen, you dribbling and everything all over the place. Amen. Thank we honor God on tonight. Amen. I had to go take a bath. Some of y'all will catch that after a while. Amen. All right. We're talking about prophetic wisdom on here tonight. Prophetic wisdom. It's also in the Eagle Language Book on page 36, where I'll be coming from tonight. And so I'm going to read a couple out of the book, and we're going to bring you the mysteries from the realm concerning what the Holy Spirit gave the prophet through the book. All right? You've got to know this, people of God. This is why I'm able to say on earth as it is in heaven, because if it's done on earth, it has already been written in heaven. Holy right there. What does that mean? Your prophetic assignment has been written in heaven. And no matter whether you go left, whether you go right, let me tell you something. You're still going to line up to that prophetic assignment. Are you listening? You can cry. You can pout. You can scratch. You can claw. You can say, I'm not going out the house today. You can say, I'm not going to church on Sunday. But guess what? Sooner or later, you're going to awaken to find yourself at your prophetic destiny. Because God knew how you was going to feel this morning. God knew how you was going to feel yesterday morning. He knew the attitude you was going to have on Sunday. You don't pull no fast one on God. God pulls a fast one on us. God will put you in a situation by his anointing, amen, that you didn't even sign up for, that he didn't even tell you about sometimes. God takes his prophet in the chamber and he says, go along with the shift. Go along with the shift to be led by the Spirit of the living God. Is to be led by the Spirit to fulfill the lust of the flesh, to be led by the Spirit of the Almighty Sovereign God is to live the life in the shift. When you live your life led by the Holy Ghost, you live your life in the shift. So what does that mean? That means if the Spirit of God puts you in a situation that makes your flesh uncomfortable, you just throw your hands up and say, I'm going to go with it. I'm not going to kick against the pricks. I'm not going to argue about it. I'm not going to holler about it. I'm just going to go through it because I read what the Bible says in Romans 8:28, that all things work together for the good of them who love God and who are called according to purpose. The main ingredient that is working in your life, in your assignment as a prophet or prophetess, is that thing called purpose. Purpose. Your mama and daddy was not responsible for you being born, prophet. Are you listening? The reason why you was born, because God had a thought. You was born because God had a thought in his infinite mind. And he said, I need an echo in the earth. Look at your neighbor, said, that's where I come in. That's where you come in. When God creates a prophet, he does not only create a messenger, but he creates an echo. A prophet is an echo. A prophet is an echo that will, he's bouncing the sound that came straight from heaven. It came from heaven, hit the prophet, and when it hit back to heaven, it's supposed to be an agreement there. Are you listening? So watch this. When God created the prophet, he created the prophet based on a thought. And his thought was and still is that I need an echo in the earth realm. Watch this. So number one, you need to write this down. A prophet is an echo. Number two, teach Holy Ghost. The prophet is a reflection. Let's go to St. John chapter 1. You have to excuse me tonight. I still got residue worship all over me. I told you that the prophet is a reflection. Okay. First, thank you, Holy Ghost. He said in Genesis, let us, Elohim, the plural of God, the dual of God, he said, let us make man in his own image. Let us make man in our image. So in the likeness of God, he created man. Male and female, he created them. What did he create man in? He created man in an image. And that image has a reflection. What is it reflecting? It is reflecting him. God is likened unto the sun. And the sun is responsible for the light. This is why God also created the sun, not to give heat only to planet Earth and all the other planets, but he created the sun to always remind you that if you never picked up your Bible, that this sun is a picture of who he is. This is why the Egyptians got it twisted. Because they would look at the sun and they said, that's God. So guess what? Even though they didn't have no Bible, God would judge them based on their perception of who he is. Even though they ain't had no Bible. Are you listening? Watch this. Much is given, much is required. So God don't hold the Egyptian to the same standard as he hold a prophet. God is likened to the sun that hangs in the sky. Then you have the moon. The moon gets its reflection off the sun. Are you listening? The moon gets its reflection off the sun. The moon does not have its own light. I know when you go outside and you look in the nighttime, you see the moon lighting up. But watch this. It's not lighting up. It's just simply, watch this. It's simply giving you a display of light that is getting from the sun. This is what the prophet is. When you look at the moon, when you go outside and you see a full moon, you see the prophet. This is why when there was a new moon out, that the prophets such as Elijah, teach Holy Ghost, this is why the prophets such as Elijah, they used to worship on the new moon. They used to have sacrifice and worship on the new moon. They wasn't worshiping the moon, but they understood prophetically the prophetic science of what God was trying to communicate to the human families of the planet Earth. Now, he said, let us make man in our image. What image, God? I'm going to have man generate the same light. I'm going to put a light inside this prophetic vessel. I'm going to put a light in this vessel. Watch this. John chapter 1. Verse, and finally 4. Go ahead, prophetess.
Amen. John chapter 1, verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Hold it right there. Listen up, prophet and prophetesses. Prophetic vessels, prophetic pastors, prophetic apostles, prophetic teachers, prophetic evangelists, listen up. All things were made by him in verse 3. So guess what? All prophets are made by God. If you abort the mission of being made, then God has nothing to do with your abortion process. Without him was not anything made that was made. So if God, if you don't allow him to process you, you won't get made. Even you got to get made even to become a gangster in the mafia. They call that a made man. Why? Because you went through the process of La Costa Nostra. So we were so quick to get made to become thugs and gangsters in the street. but we're quick to go through an aborted process to become authentic prophetic vessels. Are you listening? In him was life. Watch this. A prophet that has no life on the inside is a dead prophet. A prophet where the spirit is not quickening is a dead prophet. When there's life in the prophet, you can have the driest person, the most lukewarmest person there, and the life that is in that prophet will impart life into that vessel that is dead, that is dry, that is famished. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shined in darkness. You can have an empty vessel before you. A demon's in there. That's what the light going to do. It's going to expose the fact that the demon is in that vessel. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness comprehended not. A vessel that is full of darkness will not be able to comprehend the move of the Holy Spirit. A vessel that is full of darkness will not be able to tell you what God is saying. A vessel that is full of darkness will not be able to produce word, an edifying word. A vessel that has no life in it, all they will do is talk about what's wrong. All they will talk about is what's wrong. Not even, they won't even give you a solution on how to make it right. But when you're before a prophet and they say something and they discern that something is wrong, the God in them want to make it right. Are you listening? Read verse 5, come on.
Amen. And the light shined up in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
The darkness comprehended not. Why? Because the prophetic vessel with the light on the inside is speaking ego language. In darkness, there is no decoder given for you to understand ego language. There is no translator available for a vessel in darkness to understand ego language. If you hear my voice tonight and you cannot understand this, don't blame me, blame God. Because he's not giving you a translator to understand ego language. Are you listening? Let's go to work. Let's talk about a prophet. Verse 6.
Amen. There was a man sent from God whose name was John.
There was a man sent. Look at your neighbor, said apostolic. Watch this. He was not an apostle, but he was moving by the first apostolic dimension. Are you listening? John was moving by the very first apostolic dimension that God released. And this was before Jesus died on the cross. This is before Jesus ordained 12 apostles. John was sent by apostolic dimension, but yet he was a prophet. So watch this. He was a prophet that had a dual mantle. Speak, Holy Ghost. He had a dual mantle. Because he was sent apostolically, that fire of apostolic was on his prophetic mantle. There was a man sent from God, apostolic from God, whose name was John. Who gave him that name? God gave him that name. Who gives a prophet their name? God gives you your name. Why? God got to give a prophet their name because your name is divine. Your name carries weight. When you accept the call, when you begin to walk in your authority of who God has called you to, when somebody speaks your name, you're able to say it like the old folks say, hush, listen, somebody's calling my name. What did they say that for? Because if you're listening to the realm prophetically, you can hear that somebody is speaking my name, and my name carries weight. When you speak my name, it wakes me up at night. Are you listening? Why is that? Because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. So when you call my name, or any prophet or prophetess of God's name, and Jesus is inside the vessel, when you call the name of that prophet, you're calling the name of Jesus. You're calling the name of God, because we reflect heaven, because we make the echo out of heaven. Are you listening? We make the echo of heaven. Yeah. We make the sound of heaven. Since we make the echo of heaven, we are the sound that come out of the shofar. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Let's go to work. Verse 7.
Amen. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe.
Oh, praise God. Look in here. The same, John, came for a witness. Okay? There was no other witness in the earth realm to bear witness of this apostolic and prophetic move that God was doing. Jesus did not come apostolically, prophetically. That's why the Bible says, the stone that they have rejected has become the chief cornerstone. He didn't touch the apostolic and prophetic at the same time until he got nailed to the cross and ascended on high. He had to be rejected in order to touch both of them. Are you listening? Then, watch this. When he ascended up, Jesus became the chief apostle. Are you listening? Because he's touching both. He's birthing from both. Apostolic, prophetic, he's birthing them both out. Oh, Jesus, help me. Watch this. Watch this. The same came, John, for a witness. So God needed somebody to bear witness of this apostolic prophetic move that was going forth for the very first time. And John's job as a prophet was to forerun and to set in place the walls of apostolic and prophetic at the same time to set it up for Jesus to come and knock it down. Are you listening? So now, you got John setting up the wall apostolically and prophetically. He was a kingdom forerunner. He was forerunning this thing. Hallelujah. He was Jesus' armor bearer in the apostolic and prophetic. Are you listening? He was a kingdom forerunner. He was the armor bearer for Jesus in the spiritual realm. He came by the spirit of Elijah to come and set up a work for a prophet who was God's only begotten son, but was God in the spiritual realm, but was coming to finish off the work of Moses. That's why God said through Moses, God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. He ain't said raise up an apostle. He said raise up a prophet like unto me. In him you shall hear. Now, God needed a witness. God said, can I get a witness? The spirit of Elijah said, yes, you can get a witness. Send me, Lord. I'll go. Oh, God, come on now. To bear witness of the light. So John's job as an apostolic prophet was to bear witness of the light, to bear witness of a completed apostolic prophetic work that God wanted to accomplish. Watch this. In Islam, they tell you that the Prophet Muhammad, walayhi salam, they tell you that he was the seal of the prophet. Look at your neighbor and say, the devil is a liar. I'm here to tell you, watch this, that Jesus, Muhammad, they say in Islam, is the seal. But the way of God tells me, that Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. What's the seal in comparison with a cornerstone? The Bible tells me I am sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. So you want to know what the seal of a prophet is? If you got the Holy Ghost. Do you know what the seal of a prophet is? When you got the Holy Ghost in fire. Amen? Watch this. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men, through who? Through him, might believe. It's through the power that God puts in you. It's through the faith that God puts in you. It's by the demonstration of God in your life through you that will cause others to believe. It's your ability to stand on the word when they're building altars of Baal. It's your ability to stand on the word when they're building altars of Belial. It's your ability to stand on the word when you're face to face with Jezebel and Ahab. It's your ability to stand on the word when they persecute you, when they talk about you, when they try to dismantle your ministry, when they try to take you out, when they call you a false prophet, when they tell you don't come back to the church no more. Are you listening? All right, let's go to work. Verse 8.
He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light.
Oh, praise God. So now they tell you John was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Oh, God. But was sent to bear witness of that light. So now John is here to tell you that I seen the light. Are you listening? The Bible tells me in Matthew, it said the pure in heart shall what? See God. So he said, I seen the light. And why? As a prophet, you are able to embrace the light when you see God, when your heart is pure. Oh, God. Watch this. Give me verse 9.
Amen. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
Wait a minute. We just read that it says in verse 8. Now read verse 8. I want to tie it together.
Amen. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness.
He was not that light? But wait a minute. What does verse 9 say? Come on.
That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
But wait a minute. So wait a minute. It says that John was not the true light, but the true light is going to light you.
Hallelujah.
So now we see, oh, God, come on now. Come on now. Some folk about to shout right now. See, watch this. If you get hooked up to a true light, if you get hooked up to a true prophet, the connection to that true light, the Bible said it's going to light you. It's going to light you. It's going to make you burn a fire, oh God. So now through that connection to the true light, you're able to see more into the spirit. Why? Because I'm hooked up to something true. Because of that connection, I'm able to see. Why? The true light is your overseer. And when you connect it to that true light, it causes you to see where you at. Now you can see where you're going. Now you can see your way through certain obstacles. The Bible says if the blind follow the blind, won't they both fall in a ditch? Why? Because you hooked up to a leader that can't see. Because you hooked up to a leader that don't have no light. And if the leader don't have no light, then the scripture where Jesus said, when the blind follow the blind, they both fall into a what? A ditch. Look at your neighbor and say, they falling, and they can't get up. Are you listening? Let's go to work. Let's go to Book of Matthew. Baba lebo roshata. All right, Matthew chapter 5. Let's work this thing. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14.
Amen. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Oh, praise God. Who's talking? Red letters, Jesus talking. Are you listening? This is Jesus talking. Read that one more time.
Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
So not only are you a light, prophet, you are also a city. Well, prophet, I don't believe the Bible said that. It tells me, it says, the kingdom coming not without observation, but behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Don't you know the kingdom of God is the real city? When they called it, it said the city of Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem. In my Father's house are many mansions. Oh, God, watch this. You are the light of the world. So guess what? When you got that light prophetically, you can power a whole city. You ever see, watch this. What makes a light happen in a city? What makes a, how can you see in a city? You need a light. You need an electric company. You put a prophet in the city, you got the power to the city. You got the key to the city. You're the gatekeeper of the city. You're the watchman of the city. Are you listening? You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. So wait a minute. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Work this thing, Holy Ghost. Ah, it says, I will look to the hill for which cometh my help. Okay, so in the hills is my help. So in the hills is my help. And but the Bible tells me I'm a city. So it said a city that's set on the hill where my help is cannot be hid. So really the help is inside of you. Talk back to me. So really, prophet, you getting all stressed out and all emotional because they persecuting you, because they talking about you, because they trying to kill you, because they trying to do this and do that. And what the book said, a city on a hill that is, wait a minute, a city that is set on a hill. Uh-oh. So God said if you're positioned the right way on that hill which comes to your help, so what is the help? He said, I will send the helper, the Holy Ghost, the comforter. It shall lead your teacher and guide you in all truth and righteousness. Oh, God. Let's go back up. I want to work this thing. Amen. Go Dabashata. Now watch this. Read verse 10. Come on.
Amen. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Okay. Now they're talking about you. It said, blessed are they which are persecuted. I ain't did nothing wrong. Blessed are they which are persecuted. I ain't did nothing wrong for righteousness' sake. If you haven't done anything wrong, the Bible says for righteousness' sake. If you was falsely accused, it's for righteousness' sake. And people who go through this, you know what the Bible says? For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Oh, my God. God said your labor is not in vain. Verse 11, let's hit it.
Blessed are ye when men shall revel you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
Okay, I taught in the school of the prophets last night. I taught them that when Esau came to Jacob, no, Esau came to Isaac, pardon himself, he told his father, because Jacob already got the blessing. He said, no, bless me, bless me. We established the fact last night that the blessing was the mantle. So watch this. If the blessing is the mantle, then the Bible tells me in verse 11, blessed are you, mantle are you, anointed are you, when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil things against you falsely for my sake. So God said, they're coming at you like this because what's on your life. They're coming at you like this because you're really anointed. They're coming at you sideways, amen, because you are appointed. They're coming at you like this because you sit and never went. You sit and didn't win. Are you listening? Let's go to work. Verse 12.
Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
For so persecuted they the what?
The prophets which were before you.
Oh, God. So, God, so guess what? When you get in, when you're truly a prophet, you want to know how to identify a real prophet? Persecution. I look around and I see a bunch of prophets that are being celebrated. I sure like him. Wait, hold up. What has he been through? Oh, he ain't been doing that. Well, guess what? He's not ready. Well, he on TV. So what? He ain't ready. Because he has not been processed. Well, he preached at such and such church and he preached the house down. He's not ready. Why? The Bible says, for so persecuted they, the prophets, were before you. If you're not persecuting, that means you don't have no word for God. That means your word ain't causing hell to get nervous. And if your words are not making hell nervous, there's no persecution coming your way. But because your words make hell nervous, the enemy tries to shut you down. The enemy tries to dismantle your ministry. The enemy tries to come after you, slander your name. Are you listening? When you go through persecution and when they say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake, Jesus told you to do one thing. Matter of fact, he told you two things. He told you, number one, rejoice. Number two, after you say, hallelujah, then you start being exceedingly glad. He said, don't stop there. Keep it going. Why? Because great is your reward in heaven. Great is your reward in heaven. Because you have stored your treasure up in heaven where no man can rob you. Watch this. When I pay my tithes and sow seeds, I'm storing it up so no man can rob me. When I labor and when I preach the gospel, when I'm fishing and saving souls, I'm storing up my treasures in heaven to where no man can rob me. I shall wear a crown because you can't steal my crown. Because I've paid for my crown. I labored for my crown. Are you listening? All right, let's go to work. Hallelujah. Verse 15.
Amen. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house.
So now we have established that not only are you a light as a prophet, and that you are also a city, and because you are hooked up to the true light, you became that light. But God says, do Jesus Christ, the Son of God, your light, you're not going to light somebody who's going to put their light under a bushel. Uh-oh, I'm speaking prophetically. Neither do men light a candle. What is a candle? It's another stick that can hold a light. So you're not going to light somebody else who's going to take their light and put it where it can't be seen. Are you listening? But you're going to put it on a candlestick. Wait a minute. He said, they put it on a candle, but you need to put it on a candlestick where it can stand up, where it can give light to all that are in the house. The house of what? What is the house? The house where your various gifts, talents, and things are. Those who are connected to you. Those who are your covenant partners. Those who you can illuminate through the light that is in you. You can empower them. You can enrich them. Are you listening? Give me verse 16.
Amen. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Let your light so shine before men, okay, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Your light is going to cause notice to come to your works. Your light is there so people can see your works. And then they're going to give God the glory. Because no matter how much you were persecuted, prophet, no matter how much you was persecuted and talked about, slandered, defamed, all of that stuff, they're going to give God the glory because they look at you and see that you survive, that you overcome. You're not a general based on your accolades. You're a general based on what you survive. Are you listening? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we get ready to close in a minute. I got a few more minutes. We're gonna close. All right? Back into the Eagle Language book. Book 35. Page 35, excuse me. 36, excuse me. All right? Now, God said, I put an anointing on you attached to your soul body. When you came out of the realm of the spirit into the planet earth, you came out with an anointing. There are different shifts and different levels in this thing. You were anointed before you came out of the womb. Watch this. The anointing is not for heaven. Nobody in heaven are anointed. There's nobody anointed in heaven. Are you listening? The anointing is for us down here in the earth. But in heaven, you don't need the anointing. In heaven, you need God. Are you listening? You are a prophet to the nations. I sent you to a number of places that don't support you. Eagle Language, verse, page 36. I sent you to places that don't believe in you. This is what God's saying to the prophets in his hour. I'm going to say it again. You are a prophet to the nations. I sent you to a number of places that don't support you. If you're a prophet of God, you're not going to get support. And when you think you're getting some, God reminds you that who you are and the reason why you ain't going to get none from everybody. I sent you to places that don't believe in you. So if they don't believe in you, they don't believe in the anointing that's on you. If your family don't believe in you, that's because they're really saying, I don't believe in the anointing that you're telling me that's on you, or that I see that is on you. Are you listening? I sent you forth as a prophet to the nations. I sent you forth as a prophetess to the nations. I sent you as a prophetic voice to the nations. I sent you forth to people who don't even get you. I sent you to people who don't like you. I sent you to people who are going to reject you. In the nations that I send you to, not everyone is going to like you. Not everyone is going to celebrate you. Not everybody is going to tolerate you. Just like Jesus Christ, he walked the earth. He was loved, celebrated, hated, and elevated. You ain't going to get elevated unless you're loved, celebrated, then hated. Loved, celebrated, and hated. You go through those three things before you're elevated. Are you listening? You don't walk into elevation without being hated. I've sent you to places not in tune with my spirit, just like Jonah. And we're going to talk about Jonah later on, because Jonah was sent to places he didn't want to go. When you work for God, you may be sent to places to preach and teach that you don't want to go. You don't want to be. Nevertheless, God will send you there. Amen? That is the ego language of prophetic wisdom. Amen? From the prophetic wisdom chapter, I'm giving you the mysteries of the ego language. All right? I don't have a notebook in front of me. I don't have nothing but a Bible and ego language book. That's it. All that stuff you got tonight, it was straight from the realm of glory. It was a fresh word, not no stale bread. All right? I've given you and I decoded the ego language, the mysteries of the book for tonight. That's it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your power. I thank you for using me, Father. I thank you for the intimacy, God. I thank you for your presence. I thank you, God, for the ministry that you have set me in, God. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that every prophetic person on this line around the world at the sound of my voice, that I speak to every prophet and prophetess and prophetic vessel, that they will be encouraged, that they will speak to their situation, that they will speak to that cave and allow it to become an incubator, that you will speak to that pit and allow it to become a palace, that you will speak to your situation and be encouraged. And know that your season is now. Know that your time is now. Don't live to prove yourself to your last ministry. Don't live to prove yourself to your last leader. But live to prove yourself to God by studying to show yourself approved unto him. A workman that need not to be ashamed of rightly dividing the word of truth. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you, Lord God, send angels around our house and our rooms. And we decree and declare Psalm 91 over this broadcast in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, hallelujah to Jesus' name. Hallelujah to Jesus' name. Oh, God, help me, my God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're live around the world on internet radio. If you are on the line or if you're on the internet, I want you to call 347-945-5416. We're going to take calls briefly. If you have any questions concerning the prophetic or anything that went forth tonight, this is your time to call. You got about 5 to 10 minutes and then we're going to close. We're taking callers right about now. You may press 1 if you are on the line right now in the name of Jesus. If this word has blessed you tonight, or what did you get out of it? How can you apply it to your travel as a vessel? You may come forth now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we have one out there in the name of Jesus Christ that wants to step into the chamber, that wants to step on live on the Lamb of God? Amen. Hallelujah. All you have to do is press 1. Amen. And then you come forth in the name of Jesus Christ. Make sure you join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a 5 a.m. Well and Travail prayer line on the threshing floor of El Shaddai. We do 5 o'clock prayer for an hour. Then we ship and we do teaching at 6 o'clock, and then we close. This morning, amen, I was on the prayer line along with my son, Prophet Dominique, and his wife, Scott. He's on there. I was on there about 5-6 hours. Amen. Praying, preaching, praying for folk, releasing the word of God, and guess what? I'm back on teaching again tonight. God is good. I'm graced to do this. See, you got to be graced to do a thing. You have to be graced to do a thing. You can't try to do what somebody else do. You got to be graced to do it. Amen? Do we have a caller right now in the name of Jesus Christ? If not, we're going to get ready to close. Okay. Well, I guess that's it. Go to shofarsofglory.org if you need a covering, if you need a prophet to cover you, if you need an Obadiah in your life to be a refuge, amen, for your prophetic journey. Contact us at shofarsofglory.org, shofarsofglory.org. And the book that I came from tonight is Eagle Language. Amen. Eagle Language by yours truly, Yehoshua Moshe Brown. Amen. You can get that book also available at shofarsofglory.org. And also, amen, if you want a one-on-one counseling session, amen, make an appointment, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, whether it's your marriage or prophet or relationship, or you're trying to get married, or you're trying to stop fornicating, there's nothing that you can tell me that I have not heard before, that I have not dealt with. Nothing you can tell me. I've probably been through everything under the sun except homosexuality, and I never took heroin and a lot of these other drugs out there. Amen. But there's new stuff. Amen. Amen. So we bless the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to get ready to get out of here. Amen. For those of you who are listening, we'll see you Friday at 5 a.m. on Well and Travail. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And others, the prophets in training, amen, I will see you for the School of the Prophets. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, on behalf of my beloved brother, amen, and friend, Pastor Hill, God bless you. We love you. Nathan on the spot. We are out of here. Good night.